And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Do not be misled by the headlines or the spin about the final budget passed by the House and Senate this week. It's far worse than it looks, despite a few noteworthy provisions like raising the age for juvenile offenders. The real damage comes from the big decisions made by legislative leaders that are often overlooked among all the discussion of who won and who lost and which group of workers received the biggest, though still inadequate, raises. A $1,000 pay hike for state workers and a 1% cost of living increase for state retirees is not much to celebrate, especially in a year with a budget surplus thanks to the national recovery. The teacher pay hike is not enough either, with many teachers barely receiving a raise at all. Legislative leaders once again put ideology ahead of the state's needs and tax cuts for corporations and the wealthy ahead of classrooms and families. Governor Roy Cooper called the budget the most fiscally irresponsible one he has ever seen. He's right, and we deserve better. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.